Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Now, she's been on the show many times before. She's going to be talking about Hannah now from a new Slave Girls series and the shocking modern day scandal of County Lines. Welcome back to the show, Louise Allen.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me back. Lovely to speak to you.
Same to you. Have you just seen the new breaking news? Some good news?
No, I haven't. What's happened?
Literally about 2 minutes before I contacted you, Rochdale Grooming Gang have been jailed. Yes. It says here, Mohammed Zahid was known as Boss Man and attacked the girls from when they were aged 13, and he's been jailed. So that's good.
That's one down. Let's get one down.
So for those that don't know, what are County Lines? What does that mean?
Well, this is County Lines are not train lines, as my hairdresser thought when she was doing my hair the other day and I gave her a copy of the book. County Lines are the phone lines. They're believed to be at least 6,000 of them in the country of different gangs, and they're mobile phones and they're also burner phones, and the whole operations is done by the phones to maneuver basically drugs around the country, so coke and crack and all that kind of stuff. And it's County Lines is it's quite a clever business model. It's it has people at the top that we don't even know what they are. They're probably people that you might see walking around, you know, perfectly normally in suits, going to restaurants, maybe sending their children to private schools. I don't know, but you never see them. They're the management. And then you have the middle, which were ex-kids that are now grown up who are running the operations. And then you have the slave labour. So the whole profits are the fact that they use children, and some are quite young, to act as mules, and they become the soldiers to move drugs around the country from one place to another. So I don't think the days of your local drug dealer exist anymore. Everything is like a big corporate machine.
Oh, it's frightening, isn't it?
It's horrendous.
Yeah, technology can be a good thing, but it can be abused.
If you remember, if you think child exploitation, if you think of Oliver Twist and you know, the kind of Fagin character, it's always been there. We've always had child exploitation. I think in the Victorian times, the children were moving opium and probably being sexually abused in the Victorian times in ways that we, you know, we don't even talk about now, or we blush. Yeah. I think now, because of the technology, it happens so swiftly and it's so big. And it's been going. I mean, I was involved as a young woman when I was, as a teenager, I got myself involved with moving heroin. I didn't even know what I was doing. So it's always been there. It's always been there. But now the technology has turned it into a massive operation. And all crime is about opportunity. And what we've done is create massive opportunity by supplying our children with smartphones.
Yeah, exactly. And we've got the internet and social media and everything else, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Shocking. Well, we've spoken to you in the past about your Thrown Away Child series. I believe Hannah is the second instalment in a new series. What's the new series called?
Well, the new series is called Slave Girls. I've written three so far. Hannah is the second one, the shrinking girl. We didn't feel that we were really dealing with a lot of the issues that happen to young people. And my other series, The Thrown Away Children, have really, I think, highlighted a lot of the issues that happen to children and families in this country, well, across the world, really. And I looked after girls who were involved with County Lines. It's quite a difficult and hairy thing to do.
Yeah.
And I, of course, I have my own experience. And we just felt that we needed to tell these stories because, you know, once you shine a light on these activities, that it becomes less, they have less power to continue because we, the regular people, know what we're looking at.
Yes, yes, indeed. And was Hannah one of the girls you fostered?
No, she wasn't. She's a girl that, through my charity, Spark Sisterhood, which is for girls who are in care. I help girls in life skills and employability skills. I met her two, three years ago and became involved with her story. It's about her.
Yeah. So why the shrinking girl? Tell us a bit about her.
Well, she's a regular girl. And like so many children in this country and others, like America and across Europe, comes from a family where her mum was a single mum. Her mum was struggling to raise Hannah and her younger brothers. Like so many children I know of, you know, the poverty creates a stress and a stigma that is, it's really quite hard to live with. And you see, when we talk about crime as opportunity, what people don't realise is that with all the thousands of food banks we have in this country, which is a disgrace, that we create opportunity for County Lines, for the operations to sit and literally watch which children's families are visiting the food bank. Oh, so they know who are poor. It's, you couldn't make it up. We don't make it up. It's true. So she was seen, she was, you know, suffering. Again, you know, a young girl who was trying to run and get her brothers to primary school, then run, and the schools were just far enough away for her to always be late. So she was, you know, always on the back foot, always, you know, struggling, trying to help her mum, who was trying to hold down a cleaning job, two cleaning jobs. The fathers of the her and the younger brothers, the split fathers, they were useless. So it just it became the perfect storm. And she was groomed by girls at school who, even despite her poverty and her lack of fashion and her, you know, her shambolic greasy hair and her cheap uniform, befriended her, and that empowered her. But what they were doing was grooming her, and she got involved with a guy who was a bit older than her that, you know, pretended he loved her. And this happens again and again and again to girls
because they're just desperate for love, aren't they?
Oh, it's heartbreaking. I don't think all the Disney films help. They all want rescuing, and, you know, that's not how it is. Mm. She wanted to be rescued. She was, he told her he loved her. She was beautiful. It was so, so easy. And next thing she's known, she's involved with sex abuse, and she's being used. She's being taken around the country. One of the things they do is they fake a mugging or a robbery, and she was pushed to the ground while she was selling drugs and then lost all her money. That's how they get them into debt bondage. So they don't go, oh, poor you. They just say, now you owe us £8,000 or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's horrendous. And the only way she could get out was by drastic. We had to move. I worked with a charity. I worked with several charities across the country where they literally move children. You have to sometimes just pack up and move across the country, which is expensive. And you know, but it's life threatening. You know, this girl and many other girls I meet said, the only way I can leave County Lines is to die or leave the country. And how's a 15-year-old going to do that?
Oh, it's very sad, isn't it? It's very sad. And it's interesting that you say about the girls recruiting them. It sounds like sort of a modern day pyramid system whereby it's not the gangs that are recruiting them. They're getting girls at school to then recruit other, you know, vulnerable girls. It's just shocking.
Well, you see, it's been set up over time that we see crime as a masculine activity, that we mistake masculinity for some form of aggression. What's happened is that the gangs, the criminals, are just, you know, I wouldn't say they're incredibly clever. I just say they just stick to the norm and they're patient. When we had Top Boy and other TV shows, which, you know, tell the stories of young black men or young white men that are involved in gangs, you very rarely see the girls. The girls are the ones that are walking the streets because they're easy to hide. You know, you don't, people don't suspect girls. They're not criminals. They're victims and they're scared out of their wits that they will be killed. And one of the things that the modus operandi for County Lines gangs is to take pictures of the children's families, particularly their mothers or their siblings, and say, if you don't get on that train or if you don't do that, we will kill your family. And sometimes they will. It's terrifying.
It is. It's terrifying. And those poor children, it's another world, isn't it? It's the underworld, really, I suppose. And
yeah, it is. And the underworld's quite prolific because of the technology.
Yeah, yeah, of course. So this is the second one. This is Hannah, the shrinking girl. Just tell us a little bit about, did you say it was called sparksisterhood.org, your charity?
Yes, my charity. I set up a charity 3 years ago now for girls who have left care to because they're literally going to care, whatever happens, fostering, residential, and then they're dropped at 16. And just out. And so the we set up the charity, well, I set up the charity to help them learn employability skills. We do things like teach them first aid, how to, you know, we get them talking to employers, we get them on mock interviews, we get them into apprenticeships and work experience. We're trying to set up a charity now to get the hair sorted out and the teeth done, because a lot of girls in care don't even have access to dentists and can't afford it. They get £3,500 to live off a year, and then we wonder why they turn to crime.
Yes, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. And I know that you've obviously written a lot in the Thrown Away Child series as well. And you've also written How to Adopt a Child in 2021, which I think was a great idea. Is that going to be turned into a series?
Well, there are vague conversations. You know this industry. The film and TV industry post lockdown has lost its sort of nerve, really, its financial nerve. So we're waiting for some conversations to firm up, where hopefully the Thrown Away children's series will be turned into a TV series. We hope. The Slave Girls is doing better than I thought, because I thought it was quite shocking. It's quite shocking. I don't pull my punches in Slave Girls, you know, because rape happens.
Yeah.
Sexual abuse happens, and I tell it as it is. So I thought, I'm going to drive loads of my readers away, and I haven't, fortunately. I think people are adjusting to the new kind of reality that we're in. But I hope so.
Yes, me too.
I hope so. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Very important message. Well, this latest book is called The Shrinking Girl, Hannah, and it's by Louise Allen. It's the second in the Slave Girls series. We're selling it, as always, on our website right now, tre.radio. And can you just tell us, is Spark Sisterhood, is it just sparksisterhood.org.com?
It's sparksisterhood.org.
Wonderful. Well, as always, it's great to chat to you. Keep up the good work, Louise.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
My pleasure. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.